Hi, this is a dictation for Zainab Jassim, Zainebjasim. Date of service is 3-8-2022. Date of birth is 6-12-1985. And date of accident is 10-8-2021. Ms. Zainab Jassim presents herself for a follow-up evaluation. She was hit by a semi-truck, and the truck hit them on the passenger side. Anteriorly, and it caused her headaches and also loss of balance, ringing in the ear, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Along with this, patient started having pain symptoms in the neck, mid back, lower back, as well as to the across the shoulder, and involvement and radiation of pain to the right arm, involving fourth, fifth finger, as well as left foot pain due to the involvement with the brake pedal. Overall, the patient is improving slowly, and she reports that her physical therapy is Oakland Physical Therapy, where she goes 3 times per week. Her knee pain is actually extremely bothering her. It is around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is now less often overall, it is less strong and less frequent in the spine area. But patient lists the pain range of severity from 7 to 9. And 90% pain relief is reported. Areas that are affected are general activity 8, mood, work, and relationship with people is affected 7. Sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, and difficulty sleeping. However, there is no double vision, seizures, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back with numbness of the legs. Pain in the left knee is also reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool, or trouble walking, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency or painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there is a reasonable improvement in the pain level and no changes in medical history, 30 days to hospitalization or weight loss or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse patient reports no abuse of any substance, and compliance history patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 64, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 125-2022, dictation number 0126-070. Along with diagnosis, plan of care. We'll continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back, as well as in the shoulder, knee, and both sacroiliac joints, with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, as well as work restriction, work disability, hospital replacement, transportation, and advice. Patients provided with Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 6 hour PRN for 30 tablets for pain relief PRN. As well as she is provided with antivert 25 milligram 1 to 6 hour PRN 100 tablets for dizziness. Naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram at night, Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN is provided. MRI of the brain with neuroquant analysis with SWI was ordered, but it has not been done so far. Patient was also sent for neuropsych evaluation and treatment. An MRI of the left knee was also ordered earlier today. The MRI of the lumbar spine shows a L3, L4, L4-5 thickened ligament of flavum and facet hypertrophy, and anterior spondylosis and facet hypertrophy. In C5-6, there is a disc dehydration and anterior spondylosis, anterior end plate degeneration and small central disc protrusion, and mild facet hypertrophy. In C6-7, mild end plate degeneration, facet hypertrophy. These changes were discussed with the patient, and patient was informed that she may benefit from all the physical therapy that she is doing along with traction, and even cervical epidural steroid injections and lumbar epidural steroid injections and sacroiliac joint injections were discussed with the patient. If the patient come forward with the consent, we'll be more than happy to provide this treatment. Surgical treatment was also discussed with the patient. Patient will be seen in 30 days time and we'll continue discussing further treatment options. Thank you.